The Pulitzer Prizes are out. I'm Charlie Meyerson, and this is Chicago Public Square.
Their work is real news of the highest order, executed nobly, as journalism was always intended, without fear or favor.
The winners include the New York Times and New York Magazine for their reporting on sexual harassment, stories that birthed the Me Too movement. Kendrick Lamar's Damn gets the Pulitzer for Music, the first non-classical or jazz work to take that prize. The ProPublica Illinois and Chicago Tribune reporting on Cook County's hinky property tax system was a finalist for local reporting, and a shot taken by a photographer on his last day of work at the Charlottesville Daily Progress, a picture of a man plowing his car into a crowd of protesters, has taken the prize for breaking news photography. See the full list of winners at pulitzers.chicagopublicsquare.com. Double Parkers in downtown Chicago are about to feel the pain. A city council committee is sending the full council a plan to triple the fine to $300. Fresh news of sexual harassment in Chicago city government. The Sun-Times says the city's inspector general reports bad behavior by two people whom he doesn't identify, a director-level employee at the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and a construction laborer from the Water Management Department. And Elgin's Grand Victoria Casino is getting a new owner. Nevada-based Eldorado Resorts is buying the casino from a partnership that includes members of the family of gubernatorial candidate J.B. Pritzker. Much more news worth knowing at chicagopublicsquare.com. I'm Charlie Meyerson, and this is Chicago Public Square.